Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. If you plan to fly this holiday, you could experience travel headaches due to severe weather that could delay or cancel many flights. CBS's Errol Barnett at LaGuardia Airport.
Snow is already falling in cities like Seattle, and with that same cold air already moving east, those expecting to travel for the holiday face an uphill climb.
Hopefully we got this sweet spot just in time.
In fact, the storm system is already causing delays and cancellations at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport.
Thursday is supposed to be the busiest travel day of the holiday season, and that is when the Chicago area is due to get at least 6 inches of snow and blizzard conditions. It could be bad news for those trying to make a connecting flight at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. A House committee votes to release redacted tax filings from former President Trump. CBS's Deborah Alfaron has the latest.
The Democratic-controlled committee received 6 years of Trump's tax returns last month when the Supreme Court declined to block their release to Congress, ending years of legal wrangling. Since then, committee members have been looking at his 2015 to 2020 returns, covering the time he was campaigning and serving in the White House.
CBS News has learned that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's plans are set for a series of high-profile meetings in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. CBS's Nora O'Donnell has details.
It is his first trip out of the country since the war began in February. The visit includes a meeting with President Biden and an address to Congress, just as lawmakers are set to vote on a year-end spending package that includes $45 billion in new emergency assistance to Ukraine.
Elon Musk responds to the Twitter poll in which he asked users if he should step down as CEO. 57% said yes. Musk says he will step down as Twitter CEO once a successor is found. In Northern California, at least 2 people have died and a dozen others have been injured in a magnitude 6.4 earthquake. It struck overnight near the rural town of Ferndale, and the aftershocks kept coming. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is there.
The thinking is that it could have been a lot worse, just given the magnitude. And our understanding, speaking with seismologists, is that this earthquake happened about 11 miles beneath the surface. So that distance between where it happened and the surface of the earth kind of diffused some of the energy as it came up, which is why they're thinking that some of these areas kind of dodged a bullet this time around.
The Drug Enforcement Administration says this year it has seized nearly 51 million fake prescription pills laced with fentanyl and 10,000 pounds of fentanyl powder. Together, the agency says this is the equivalent of more than 379 million potentially deadly doses. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Third.
Thursdays at 11:30. We are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
That's so it goes. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
I cannot not laugh when you do that.
It's easier to remember.
I know, it's just party.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin, happy Tuesday. Hello, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Amory, Richland Center, Waukesha, Madison tonight. Everyone streaming, everyone on the podcast, and especially Jane Matinair.
My friend Kristen Bry, how are you?
I'm good. You're maskless today. Does that mean you tested negative this morning?
I tested negative.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited. I'm going to go show everyone.
Show off that beautiful smile.
Look at this.
How you feeling?
I am finally feeling like a human being. Yesterday was still a little meh.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they talk about COVID and the fatigue, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That fatigue thing.
I actually was thinking about this last night as I was lying awake because I couldn't fall asleep. And I was thinking about, what's the worst part of being sick? And I was like, I think if I wasn't so tired and just had a stuffy nose, because I feel like I still feel a little phlegmy from the COVID last week, but I'm not as tired. And although I overslept, but that's a different question. Because I feel like it's the exhaustion and the zombie-like thing, for me, is what I think is the worst part of being sick. But that might say a lot about me because I hate not being productive. And so...
See, and I am much better at just being a sloth.
So what's the worst part of being sick, in your opinion?
Waiting for someone to take care of me.
Paul doesn't do that? Oh, that silence is deafening.
Yeah, he could use a few tips.
I'll send Mike over. Mike did a very good job.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
He was still out being social and stuff like that, so he kind of just left me alone. But in the times that he was home, he brought me things.
Oh.
I did not leave my house besides to walk Cliff from Tuesday until yesterday morning.
Wow.
I just isolated at home. So he brought me all the things that I needed. But
that's lovely.
But we're back. We're on the mend. We're getting back to it. Just in time for Christmas.
Yes.
Just in time to potentially get snowed in for Christmas, which we are going to talk about. How much do you change your travel plans when there are forecasts? Not on the day of like, you can look outside and the snow is coming. But when there's just a forecast of bad weather, how much do you immediately start to change your travel plans? Text us, call us, 844-967-2789. But also coming up today at 11:30, we're going to go through headlines that caught our eye, one of which is there may be a potential coming ban on porn.
Oh.
So we're going to talk about that. Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson actually agree on something. What is that? You'll have to stick around. And then I have a fun quiz to quiz you on, and both you and the audience, Jane, on big box retail. So that's all coming up in the 11:30 half hour. Then at 12 p.m., Dr. Mark Newman is going to join to explain the difference between Medicare and Medicare Advantage. One may be a scam, potentially.
Yeah,
we're going
to
find out.
I'm looking forward to talking to him.
Yeah,
and
I feel like
having...
there's a lot of questions.
Yes.
That, and it is, the sign-up period for it is over, so maybe we should have done this sooner, but better late than never.
Absolutely.
Then at 12:30, urban planner Robin Palm is going to join. He was supposed to be here last week to talk about the I-94 expansion because WISDOT had two public hearings last week. Obviously, we were out, so he is back this week to tell us how those hearings went, why he thinks eight lanes is not necessary, and maybe some of the other things that could go in, because he is actually the author of the Beer District plan.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Right. I do. Yes, yes.
I think it was back the first half of the year. I think it was like April or May.
Yeah.
And so we'll see if he's got any traction on that 6 months later. And then at 1 o'clock, Bree Laughlin is going to join us to talk about her Madison-based telehealth company, Nurse Disrupted. If you ever dreamt of something a little bit more than WebMD and like a kiosk that could help you diagnose what you have when you talk to a real live nurse rather than immediately assume that you have cancer, this might be for you. And then at 1:30, I found this. What do you think the most popular toy was the year you were born, Jane?
Probably Jax.
We'll find out. So we have someone categorized.
Was Stick already taken?
Yeah. Someone cataloged all of the most popular toys, I think, of like the last 100 years.
Wow.
So we're going to have some fun with that.
Oh, fun.
And then at the end of the show, Katie Couric from United Performing Arts Fund is going to join to tell us, in this last week, the last 2 weeks of the year, what are some of the shows in or around Milwaukee that are must-see performances?
Get you in the mood.
So, yeah. So we have a full show.
We do have a texter from the 262 checking in. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law are coming in from Des Moines to Waukesha 2 days early because of the forecast. They're leaving Wednesday instead of Friday. Being home for Christmas is important to
so
them.
This is a great segue, Jane.
Yes.
Because this is exactly where I wanted to start the topic. Because as I was trying to find, I was like, where should we start today? Because leaving yesterday and starting to work on today's show, at least in Wisconsin, so many of the headlines, whether it was Twitter or Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or WPR, everyone had these articles popping up about how bad the weather's going to be this week. And I, in my stubbornness, did not want to change my plans for how this week was supposed to go. So let me know, 844-967-2789, how much did yesterday's news start to change your plans, and how much are you going to be like a wait and see type person? Because here's my conundrum. So have you read more? Can you sum up, like, basically it's not only going to be super cold, it's that there's like starting Wednesday night into Friday, it's basically going to be nonstop snow throughout Wisconsin.
Pretty much across much of the Midwest.
So yeah, so it's like, because I think I even saw an Axios, it wasn't even just our regional news sources saying this. It's like
it's
the whole,
a, like
a huge swath of the country could be dealing with weather. And this was how our week was supposed to go. So on Wednesday, my parents were coming from Wisconsin Rapids to Milwaukee. We were going to see the symphony, play along, do a sing-along with Sound of Music.
Oh, fun.
One of my mother's favorite movies of all time. It was actually her Christmas present from last year. So we're finally just in time sneaking that in. And then they were going to wake up Thursday, drive back to Rapids. I was going to do the show from our Waukesha studio on Thursday, go back home, grab our stuff. And Mike and I were going to drive to Rapids and then do our show from WFHR on Friday. Just one of the beauties of having a network of radio stations.
Absolutely.
Across the state is,
yes,
that having some flexibility and be able to do this show from my parents' house.
Yeah.
Or from Wisconsin Rapids. But now, because there's tickets involved, I think two things. Because I have paid for tickets for a one night only event that I'm pretty sure we can't get a refund on. And two, we've already missed enough. I've missed enough of this show in the last 2 months. So I'm not doing the show, but I need to be somewhere for a 3 hour span of time to do the show, whether that's in Rapids or whether that's here. And so what do we do? And how much do I just double down and pretend I'm a Florida resident that refuses to evacuate when there's a hurricane coming? Because you're like, you could always get downgraded to a tropical storm. Why should I uproot my life right now?
I don't necessarily see these things as the same thing.
Probably not. But because what are my solutions here with my family?
Well, here's my question for you. Other than your immediate family, who else will be in Rapids? If everybody has to reload, if your parents come down tomorrow when you go to the symphony and the weather goes bad and they have to stay for Christmas, who else will that affect?
My grandma?
Is it cousins? Oh, it's okay.
Well, because I think either the 23rd or the 23rd, we were going to do something with my grandma. In general, just other cousins that we were probably going to go to a bar and drink with, but nothing. Like, mostly for Christmas, we do it with just our immediate family. And so the big thing was there wouldn't be any gifts. So unless my parents bring all the gifts with them and we just end up doing Christmas in Milwaukee instead, that hadn't even been suggested last night when I talked to my mom about this as an option of just...
I'm just concerned.
The makeshift, right. They come down and then everyone just has to stay.
Well, I'm just concerned that come Thursday, when it's time for you to head to Rapids, it's going to be snowing already, and you might not be able to get there.
I mean, Mike has four-wheel drive.
I have all-wheel drive. Have you ever seen the trucks on the freeway driving, and then they're going 60 miles an hour?
Why do I feel so stubborn about this that I'm just like, well, it'll be fine?
I don't know.
I would love to know if anyone else is like me that's like, we'll make it work. 844-967-2789.
We have a text from the 608. Had to cancel our annual Christmas trip to Chicago on Wednesday and Thursday. No chance. I am driving in a blizzard. If only we had an alternative, like a train from Madison that was less susceptible to slick winter road conditions. Oh, well, perhaps next year.
Well, that's a bummer. I'm sorry. So it sounds like more people are not like me and they're making alternative plans.
Well, see, and I'm having hosting a little dinner party with some girlfriends on Friday. And I already texted them last night and said, heads up, weather's going to be twitchy.
How far away are they coming from?
Well, one's coming from, the Sussex area. So that's, that's 40 minutes, 45 minutes. Another one's in Tosa. Another one's only a couple blocks away. But still,
I just not been back in Wisconsin long enough to feel I am worried about this?
I don't know that you appreciate just how bad things can get.
But I'm trying to think in the three winters, this will be my third winter back.
Well, last winter was a piece of cake.
There was a lot of snow the winter before. But I don't remember. I feel like since my driving conditions since moving back, the worst ones I've been in is when it's like downpour rain.
Okay.
And I can't, there's not a lot of visibility. I'm not sure I've been stuck in a snow blizzard yet.
This might be.
I also am not the one who'd be driving. Mike would be driving. So
there's
maybe
that.
That's why I should probably talk to my husband first.
Honey, how do you feel about driving in blizzards?
How do you feel about this? Maybe you should make a group decision. All right, let us know. 844-967-2789. How much are you already altering your holiday plans due to this forecast? Or are you holding out as a wait and see? Or am I just the noob who should be being more protective of my life? All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Keeps raining all of the time. Oh, keeps raining all of the time. Oh, yeah, raining on. You don't know
my kind. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote, get ready to vote.
There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. Thursday morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 1 above. Winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 25. Cloudy tomorrow night. Snow likely 21. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 9 above.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to the podcast, which you can find at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or Apple or Spotify or Stitcher or wherever you find podcasts, or civicmedia.us. We had lots of different places to find us. We were talking about the pending weather.
5 to 10 inches.
Which is a lot.
That is a lot.
And how cold?
Well, it's going to drop, and then we're going to get like 50 mile an hour wind gusts. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
So I did text my mom at the break to say, should we think about you guys just coming here? Because otherwise, the other option is to either cancel and like eat the tickets
right,
and have them not come to Milwaukee at all. And Mike and I would leave Wednesday as soon as the show was done. And then I would do 2 days from
Rapids.
WFHR. Or we don't eat the tickets. They come down and we do Christmas here unless...
Unless you can make it back.
Unless it's overblown and it doesn't end up being as bad as they say it's going to be.
Would that be... That wouldn't be so bad.
No. We have... I mean, Debbie decorated our entire house.
I know.
So it looks very Christmassy. It's great.
It's all done. Well, I'm just thinking, you know, just to err on the same... It's going to be a pain for your parents if they have to schlep a bunch of stuff with them and then schlep it all the way back. But at least you will all be together in one form or another.
It's true.
You know?
That is true. All right. Well, if you have thoughts on how much this is disrupting or not disrupting, how much you're letting this disrupt your plans, 844-967-2789. One thing I wanted to touch on quickly, and I don't want to pretend that I have enough information to have a well-formed opinion on this, but one of the, I would say, probably more popular Republican congressmen in Wisconsin, Mike Gallagher, very popular in the Green Bay area, ex-military, I don't know which.
I think he was a Marine.
Marine. He's been one of the people really behind this push to ban TikTok and is very, very concerned about China. And I think in the last day, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, WPR, NPR, like making headlines.
He's been all over the place.
He's been really pushing and titling it as the new Cold War of us with China. And I don't... This is one of those things where I feel like our ongoing relationship with China is there's a ton of information that the public doesn't know. It's one of those things where they just... It's better for us not to know as far as what they're doing, what we're doing. And on the other side of that coin, is it also just another thing to always keep us scared? Like the
threat.
Bad enemy abroad to keep us scared about how they're spying on us with apps. And, you know, there's like, because like, the news does that, right? If you watch too much news, like you end up just being scared of everything. You get scared to travel because everywhere plays is a potential death threat of, you know, Mexico City is so dangerous. And everyone I know who's ever gone to Mexico City, it's one of their favorite places they've ever gone to, right? And so like the news does hype things up as far as what to keep us scared. And I have to keep doing research on this to understand how much of this is politics and how much of this is founded as far as how scared we should be of this cold, this new cold war with China. Like, have you read much about this?
I have read some. And I think, at least for me, what I find more concerning is the amount, I believe it is the Chinese, the amount of American farmland that has been purchased
and by real estate
and by foreign holders. That I think is concerning.
Well, there was a documentary that came out. I'm pretty sure it won the Oscar, actually.
Wow.
But it was 2019, called American Factory. It's on Netflix, and I think it was the Obama's production company, or they were involved in one way or another. And it premiered at Sundance. I think it might have won Best Documentary at Sundance. Like, it's a great documentary. And the premise makes it sound like it's fictional. This is a true story. Is a Chinese company buys an old factory in Ohio. And so to make cars or glass, and like, it's a manufacturing company. And
okay.
So all of the owners and managers are Chinese, and all of the workers are American. And it's largely, it's a town that, you know,
one factory town.
Well, yeah. It's like a Janesville, right? And except in Ohio. And so at first you kind of go through the motions of the American workers being very excited to have jobs again. But then it follows the inevitable kind of bad working conditions and their attempt to unionize and the attempt for the Chinese to stop the unionization. Not that that's a uniquely Chinese thing, because we obviously know there's a lot of American CEOs who would also not like their American workers to unionize. But it's a fascinating look at the culture clash, because I think, as Americans, we're very used to being American ownership, even if things get exported to different countries for the manufacturing.
Right.
But the manager level being American, and you work in the office and at the corporate level, where this was flipped. And what I took away from it was, you know, within my lifetime, really, how much China has taken an entire class of people and raise them out of poverty, because there are so many more jobs and they've industrialized so much, but they're behind us as far as like labor laws,
workers' rights,
and the attitude, what at least how it was in the show, is like the attitude of the Chinese managers who were living in America and away from their families. They were so grateful to have jobs. They were so grateful to be sending money back to their family. They were so grateful to be out of the situation either they were currently in or their parents were in. And it just reminded me probably of what it was like early 20th century, of people working to get out of poverty and like the opportunities and stuff like that. And so I don't know. I don't have this will be an ongoing conversation, but if you have thoughts on our relationship with China, we would love to hear them. 844-967-2789. When we come back, more headlines. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. braces for a major winter storm during the holiday, including blizzard conditions. Karen Pride is with Chicago's Department of Aviation.
People are ready to work 24/7. We're out there with trucks in place just in case we start getting sleet today.
The House Ways and Means Committee votes along party lines to publicly release a report on former President Trump's tax returns. Republicans say it's just a political maneuver that will set precedent. Democrat Congressman Richard Neal responding.
This is about the presidency, not about a president.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is apparently ready to make his first trip to the U.S. since the start of the war in his country. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
Multiple sources tell CBS News plans are underway to bring Zelensky to Washington for a speech to Congress Wednesday night. It's happening just as lawmakers are set to vote on a year-end spending bill that includes $45 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, and our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I want to be in the headlines. Anything to be in the headlines.
Summer chance. Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Thank you for joining us this Tuesday, December 20th. It looks like we have a caller.
We do. We have Tom on line one. Tom, you had some comments about China. What do you want to say?
Yeah, there's a big move on in the military-industrial complex to have a war with China. And it's not in the interest of us working people. We got to solve these problems other ways. I know they got a lot of problems. We got a lot of problems. But the missiles were shooting off in Ukraine costs $1 million each, and it keeps the economy going, but it's really hard on the people.
I would agree with that, yeah.
And so I don't think Mr. Gallagher's on the right track there exactly. I know he's from the military, but we got to be really careful. The other thing is I had a snow story to tell you. I used to drive from Richmond County to Madison every day, construction, early in the morning, and it was so icy one day. Ice is the problem. The snow was bad, but ice is worse. And I came around the corner after driving 15 minutes to go about a mile, and there were two deer on the road, and I had aim at their rear end, and they couldn't cross the road, and I couldn't stop. I was going like a mile an hour, and I was aiming right at their tails, and they just barely moved ahead, and I just barely slid right by them. It was like, I couldn't believe it. But when I get to Madison, then people would call in. I was a foreman. They were in Wanakee, which is a suburb of Madison. They couldn't get out of their driveway, and I just driven an hour and a half through it. So some of us Wisconsin guys are crazy, but I would stay home if it was bad these days. I'm getting too old for that. So.
All right, fair enough. Well, fair enough. And I guess, you know what, because it was 2 weeks ago when I drove in, and that was pretty scary, so you're probably right that I don't want to risk it.
And I just want to reaffirm, Tom, too, physics still apply even if you have all-wheel drive.
Absolutely. And ice is just the worst. But hopefully the snow won't be icy first. Yeah. Guys, have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Well, I'll have to figure this out with my family, what we're going to do. You've convinced me.
And again, this may all blow up, and well, it'll be sunny on Friday.
Yeah, right.
I don't think that's going to happen. But
at least it'll be a white Christmas, and it'll be pretty.
That's true.
All right. Well, a little more risque headline to kick off this segment. Could a new bill actually ban porn? You think? You think this will ever actually happen?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think so either.
There's far too much money involved.
It's interesting the nuance of what this is. So there is a new bill that was introduced last week, and it's meant to go after content that aims to, quote, arouse, titillate, or gratify.
Isn't that what it's for?
So it's arouse, titillate, or gratify sexual desires. And if this bill were to pass, it has potential to outlaw porn nationwide. And I don't know if that means for OnlyFans or just porn sites or what, because like this is a far-reaching industry. But it is. Do you want to guess which congressman or which senator introduced this bill?
Boy, I got to try.
He's
not from Wisconsin.
It is a man, though.
Oh, there's a shock. What state is he from?
Utah.
Mike Lee.
That covers it down.
It's Mike Lee. Yeah. Okay. Mike Lee.
Yes. Senator Mike Lee introduced the Interstate Obscenity Definition Act to establish a national definition of obscenity, especially for online porn, because obscenity is not constitutionally protected as free speech or expression. And so violations of federal obscenity laws are considered criminal offenses. So according to Lee, the current standard makes it difficult to define obscenity, let alone prosecute it, and especially on the internet. And so at the moment, producing and distributing sexual content is legal in the U.S. And so there is a free speech coalition, a trade association for workers in the adult industry, and they're watching the bill very closely because they believe it represents an attempt by conservatives to censor speech and expression about sex. I have a hard time, I don't know, I have a hard time thinking this will pass because it's so ubiquitous. And I don't really have a problem with porn. What I do think, and I actually want to play, it made me think of this New Zealand PSA, because the thing with porn is the unrealistic expectations, I think, that it creates about sex and how many teenagers or even younger than teenagers watch porn to learn about sex when that is fantasy, not real life.
A bad place to learn from.
Because they don't want to talk to their parents, and because this country is not necessarily great on sexual education. So I certainly think that porn does not equal sex education, but I also don't think it should be banned entirely. And so it made me think, this was a couple years ago now, New Zealand had this viral PSA that they made about exactly that. How do you talk to your kids about porn? So let's play a part of it.
Hiya, I'm Sue. This is Derek. We're here because your son just looked us up online, you know, to watch us.
Matt, darling, there's some people here to see you.
We really, really wanted it to be picked up so that parents did understand the key issues and risks in the online environment.
So he watches you online?
Yeah, you know, on his laptop.
iPad, PlayStation.
His phone, your phone.
Smart TV, projector.
Yeah, anyway, we usually perform for adults, but your son's just a kid.
We do know that young children are accidentally coming across pornography, which is quite drastic and dramatic for them. We know that people are purposefully accessing it when they're in their really early teens, which is not really a good time for them to be learning about sex in that way.
He might not know how relationships actually work. We don't even talk about consent, do we? No, we just get straight to it.
Yeah, and I'd never act like that in real life.
Nah. Hey, Maddie. You're all right.
So, paint the picture, since we could only play the audio, it's basically two, it's a commercial, it's a PSA, and it's two naked people who are supposed to be porn stars ringing the doorbell of a nice suburban home, and a mom with her like hair up in a towel and a bathrobe looking frumpy answers the door and is obviously a little flabbergasted that these two adult porn stars are at her door. And the concept is, your kids are watching this, so you should be talking to them about the fact that they're watching it and helping set expectations around what real sex is versus what performative sex is. And so I would be totally behind a bill that talked about that, but I'm not sure that's what Mike Lee is going for.
Oh, I don't think that that's what Mike Lee is going for. And I'm completely with you on that. Quite seriously, some of the stuff that is out there right now is dangerous and frightening and violent. Mm-hmm. And if I had been a 12-year-old looking around and stumbled across some of that stuff, I think that would have drastically affected my life.
Because in your age, they just had The Hustlers, right? You just had a magazine.
Yes, they had, well, right. There were no moving images. Well, but I think the violence level is much different. And the whole, they never address consent. They never address, you know, and I think this can be really traumatizing for kids to come across this stuff before they're ready.
But I don't think the answer is banning it entirely, because I feel like, just like prohibition, people are going to get it, you know, find a way.
There's no doubt.
And so there's more open communication around it that is a better solution to that problem than, well, we just got to get rid of it entirely.
Well, and as you said, it's never going to go away. It's been, good heavens, there's been some form of pornography or erotica for thousands of years.
Yeah.
It's part of humanity. But didn't Larry Flint go through all of this already?
That's a good point. I'm sure that
he went up against the Supreme
Harrelson
Court
in that movie.
Yes.
When he played the reenactment.
The People versus Larry Flint.
There you go. Maybe we should watch that. Maybe that'd be some holiday viewing.
There is something to sit down and watch with the parents.
All right. Well, moving on. So don't call it a comeback, but big box retail has had a bit of a bounce back. The no one reads anymore and physical retail is dying naysayers are getting rebuked by the facts on the ground. So the Wall Street Journal reported that in a reversal of a trend that's been going on for more than a decade, Barnes & Noble, remember them?
I do.
Is opening more stores than it's closing.
Wow.
Yeah. The bookish teens will have 30 more Barnes & Noble locations to hang out in by the end of next year. And, you know, I remember going to Barnes & Noble. Like, that was our, you know.
It was the mall.
It was at the mall. But it was also, like, I think that's where we got most of our books. And it was a fun place because there were so many books. It was always, like, the aspirations of how many, this looks interesting, and how many books you would like to read that you just end up sitting on your shelf. the country's biggest bookstore chain once struggled to compete with both one-click convenience of Amazon. But it's making a comeback.
I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah. So there's some good, like, and I thought this was interesting. So I looked up this little quiz that I thought you could take. With physical retail making a comeback, let's see if you can guess which of these stores has more locations in the U.S. currently.
All right.
Costco or Sam's Club?
Sam's Club.
Got it right. One for one. Starbucks or Subway?
Ooh, that's tough. They're both everywhere like mold. But they are.
There are a lot of locations.
Everywhere. I will go with Subway.
Got it right.
Ooh.
Blockbuster or Borders?
There's only one Blockbuster left. I think it's in Alaska. So it's got to be Borders.
There's no Borders left.
Oh, wow.
So it is Blockbuster.
It is that
with
one
Blockbuster
sad
remaining.
Blockbuster.
Walmart or Target?
Oh, Walmart.
Yeah. And I don't even know if you're going to know these two brands, Allbirds or Glossier.
I will go with Glossier because I like the name.
No, it's actually Allbirds, which is very comfortable shoes. Glossier's makeup, Allbirds is like felt, very comfy shoes. So, okay. But yeah, people still want to shop in person.
Well, I'm just delighted about the books. I tried Kindle, and I don't like it.
I like Kindle because when you go on a trip,
yes,
you don't have to back as many books. But I agree. True. Like, the actual pages are nice. I like that you can highlight and go back, but whatever. This is just a short one for someone who has been working finally on my thank you cards for my wedding. There's been a lot of talk about AI for the new chat GPI or whatever that like can make up scripts and jokes. But Google has new AI that might help decipher difficult to read handwriting, which would be very helpful for all the recipients who ever get anything from me, because my handwriting is atrocious.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised it's taken this long for someone to invent that.
Yeah.
Think of all the doctors around the world who will finally be able to read their writing.
And then finally, this is the kind of lobbying I feel like I can get behind. And, you know, I think there's some food that has been advertised as healthy in the past that we've now come to learn that is not healthy. I know that as a Skittle fan, you know, it's a no-fat food.
Lots of sugar.
Lots of sugar. But, you know, you think about all the different diet foods that are, like, chocked full of preservatives and stuff like that. So the things that are sometimes branded as healthy aren't necessarily healthy. But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has a formal definition of what it means for food to be healthy. But the agency is currently working to update that definition. And there's some people in Wisconsin, whether it's our two senior senators, yes, both of them, and the agriculture industry, that is worried that there's certain fruits that might not make the healthy list anymore. Cranberries and cherries.
What?
Yeah. Cranberries and tart cherries. And it's largely because as dried fruit, you have to add so much sugar to them because they're tart. By nature, they're tart. And so both Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin have joined a bipartisan group of federal lawmakers to send a letter to the head of the FDA asking the agency to make exceptions to the added sugar limits for these two unique fruits.
It's the Chair Cran coalition.
The Chair Cran. But, you know, I mean, when Tom Lochner was on here, he told us, he said, it's a superfood. I mean, that's on the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association's website. It is a superfood. It is very healthy for you. There's antioxidants in it. But, yes, to make it palatable, sometimes you have to add some sugar to it. And so, and then his quote, Tim being Tom Lochner, friend of the show, said, at the end of the day, anything we can do to improve people's consumption of fruits and vegetables is going to improve people's quality of life, he said. In America, we just don't get enough fruits and vegetables in our diet. Anything we can do to improve that will be helpful, which includes continuing to categorize cranberries in whatever form as a healthy food. And even our two very, very opposing senators on most issues can agree on that.
We can get behind cranberries and cherries, people. Yay!
And so I will say, again, I would imagine dried cranberries are probably healthier for me than Skittles.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. Thursday morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 1 above. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 25 tomorrow. Cloudy skies. Cloudy tomorrow night. Snow likely 21. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently 9 above.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Make it scary Halloween day, scream face. Bloody Mary, secondary, Jordan, mean face. A-Rod, got a mall side, free play. That's cheesecake.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Well, there was a Packer game last night, and we looked really, I thought we really looked good.
We won.
We won by double digits, which I think has only happened like one other time this season.
They were supposed to kind of win this game, weren't they?
Yeah, the Rams, I guess, are not, for being the defending Super Bowl champs, are not very good this year. And they're a warm weather team. And so I think the expectation that on a cold game at Lambeau, we very much should have won. But I think there's some other games this season that we should have won that we did not win.
True.
So a win's a win.
Yes.
As we say.
Yes.
And I was supposed to go to the game. I'm very happy with my decision to go to the game. But it was very fun to watch at home. Did you watch last night?
I watched about 20 minutes.
The first or the last 20 minutes?
The first. I was in bed early last night.
Fair enough. I was working while watching. So I feel like my analysis of the game is not going to be super deep. But I, you know, every time I would look up from my computer and... it just felt like we kept scoring. There were some interceptions, and that it was a fun game to be at. And so Mike, my husband Mike, and my sister-in-law and two of our friends were all there. They stayed for the whole game. They stayed outside the whole game.
Oh, my goodness.
I think they had a lot of fun. I'm unclear. I've not talked to them yet to see how much they drank to stay warm or how they're feeling today. But I will say it's so much fun to watch A.J. Dillon. And it's the best nickname ever. Quadzilla. I'm not sure there's ever been a better.
I didn't realize that was
well,
his
the
nickname.
Size of his, I mean, his thighs, I think, are broader than my waist. Like, he is tree trunks. And yep. He can just bulldoze through people. And he's also just seems like one of the nicest guys ever. And so
Quadzilla.
You've never heard that before?
No, that's priceless.
Is that good?
Yes.
That, and then he and his wife are like the king and queen of Door County, supposedly. I think she's from she's from Green Bay or around that area. And they spend a lot of time in Door County, apparently.
Oh.
But what I missed, and I had to go back and watch, I was working. And so, on one of our family text threads, it came through, oh, that was such a fun opening. And I was like, well, what did I miss? And for Monday Night Football, I did not know that Kevin Malone, a.k.a. Brian Baumgartner, who plays Kevin from The Office, big Packers fan.
He is.
He's a big... Is he from Wisconsin? I don't know.
I don't think so.
But I feel like whenever they do those recaps of celebrities that you didn't know were Packers fans, like Harry Styles and Lil Wayne and Ryan Reynolds are always randomly on it, I've not seen his name before. Maybe he's not a big enough star, but I think he is. It's Kevin. So it's kind of visual, but I want to play some of this opener because it was so ridiculous and fun and a great way to kick off Monday Night Football.
This sunshine? No thanks. I prefer my tundra frozen. I need Lambo, Lombardi, the Leap, and 80,000 cheeseheads losing their minds.
But I will admit, LA has rubbed off on me a little.
But when it's Monday Night Football, Rams, Packers, my worlds collide. Ruins our chances for the playoffs.
Mayfield, Tama Baker, the touchdown maker.
I will Bart Starr your face.
It don't get better than this.
So you could watch it because it is very funny. I'm not sure
it really
the audio did it justice. But it's the Monday Night Football Open. Rams at Packers on ESPN's YouTube page. You can go watch it. And I feel like The Office is pretty ubiquitous, but Kevin from The Office is, you know, he's the big, it's funny because he changes his voice in the show to be more gravelly than it sounds like the actual actor, Brian Baumgartner. I'm not saying that right, but sounds. But it was fun because when you actually read about kind of the inspiration for this, it was the clash of how do you mix L.A. and Wisconsin.
Oh, interesting.
And as someone who's lived in both LA and Wisconsin, I think they did a pretty fun job.
They did. It's definitely worth watching.
Especially Brett Michaels from Poison.
Yeah.
Coming out of the shadows.
That was kind of rando. But
old school, like, party animal rock star can we get? Like, Brett Michaels.
He's still around.
But and so I just thought it was really funny because the fact that like that is exactly what they're going for. It was like the juxtaposition of the two cities, especially in the month of December. So it's like snow in Los Angeles, cheese curds and chili by the pool in December. And I will say it's so funny because the first time the timeline of when we first moved to L.A., November is right after Thanksgiving. So it was even the first week of December 2003. And my dad and I went out there at first. We hadn't actually moved yet, but it was like we went out for a week of meetings to meet with like agents and managers and like an acting coach to see,
wow,
like, should I actually give up and like move my second semester of my junior year, which is pretty crucial if you're going to go to college to like how you perform that semester. And we went out in December. And I remember it was that first time of my dad wearing a t-shirt and shorts in 60-degree weather and everyone else in Los Angeles wearing coats.
They were freezing. Oh, that's hilarious.
And just the expectation. He goes, what are you talking about? This is
it's so nice.
And everyone who lives there is like, oh my God, it's so cold. And so, but I want to figure this out. So he is a big, so Kevin, Brian Baumgartner, Baumgartner, Gartner.
Baumgartner.
He is a Packers fan. I guess he's a notorious Packers fan, but we have to figure out where he's from or how he became a Packers fan because, you know, we have to claim our own. And so I thought that was really fun. I do appreciate all the creativity that goes in to some of these openers and the production value.
Oh my goodness. That's a whole little movie.
Yeah, it was like a music video.
Yeah,
with all the extras and the set.
That's not a one day and done kind of shoot.
No, not at all.
It's impressive.
So all in all, a good night up at Lambeau. It doesn't seem like anyone froze their fingertips off, and we won. And Kevin Malone lives on with his chili by the pool, and now we have to win some more. Because I think the chances of the playoffs still there, still alive.
We're 6-8
right now.
Yeah,
but you never know. Keep it alive. Keep the faith alive, Jane.
All right.
Well, we're gonna take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, Dr. Mark Newman is going to be here to tell us the difference between Medicare and Medicare Advantage. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Pack them up. I know Preston Smith gonna tackle them. I know Darren Smith gonna back them up. And you know they're never sad. That's a Reverend Reggie White, rest in paradise.
Right.
Coach Carter, but I'm feeling like Matt tonight. I feel like number 55, you're getting sacked tonight. Yeah, boy, we about to be a type of hype. And whoever played the Packers, hope you're packing like you're flying back tonight.
You
are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.